Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love our work and love to use astrology to help understand what's going on in the world, see it through the lens of this process, and hopefully help you use astrology to make the most out of your life. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you today from 0 degrees Minnesota with a blizzard coming in. And I'm joined by Mark and Anne from New York. Mark?
Mark Woltz in Manhattan. And we're having an okay winter, not that much. If you go a little bit out of the city, though, they're getting real snow and real cold. But it's been kind of moderate in New York City. And also in Manhattan is
Dan Oiley. I'm over here on my bright red desk at 33 degrees outside, so it's actually
right.
Pretty mild.
Yeah.
None of this minus zero stuff, but
yeah, tomorrow it's going to be minus 12, they say, but today it's just about zero and blowing in. But and with the sun just went into Pisces this morning, and the sun is about to conjunct Neptune. It will over the next 2 days, and Saturn just went retrograde today, forming a trine towards these Pisces planets. Chiron is in Pisces, Mars at 13, and Mercury almost stationary at 18. It's got one more degree before it goes backwards. It's heading into a retrograde cycle. It's already well into its shadow. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 planets and 2 asteroids, Hygieia also, all lined up in Pisces, conjunct Neptune. Have you all felt like you've stepped out of ordinary reality at some time in the last week or so? Have you felt like your mind has just gone into a fog bank or wandering in the snow? It's a very magical time. It's a very intuitive time. But sequential reality is a little strange.
That sounds like normal to me.
Yeah. yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. So for some of us, that's kind of normal. Yeah. And you have Mercury retrograde in Pisces. Is that true, Mark? Or you have Mercury in Pisces?
Mercury in Pisces, natal chart.
Mm-hmm. Not retrograde, though. Yeah,
no.
Excellent. And Anne, how is this affecting your Virgo planets? This has all been dancing online.
A big giant blur. I get going on something, and then suddenly I'm like, what the hell did I just spend an hour doing?
Mm-hmm.
Internet,
right.
Videos, lost in space, reading books, taking naps. My Virgo has gone on vacation, which is not a bad thing. Every now and then Virgo needs to go on vacation, but, you know, I don't have time for it to go on vacation. So I'm like, okay, where'd it go? I lost my mind again.
Right.
And I
quite literally, I lost my mind.
Lost my mind. And I just keep, like, it's nonlinear time. So let me just kind of sit and, you know, had to do my 1099s, had to do, you know, I was just like, you know, I got to do this stuff. I got to do linear work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nonlinear time. So we're really kind
it's
of just
really not today and tomorrow.
No, really not. Mm-mm. Not at all.
Mm-mm. Not with Mercury moving into station, Saturn station, and the Sun-Neptune conjunction, which
right.
Actually be exact on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow
mm-hmm.
Saturn turns retrograde, or today's Saturn turned retrograde.
Yeah.
See, I can't even remember where I am in time. The last couple of days, I did a retreat where we did a lot of visioning and trance work and working with our imagination and our intuition. That's a wonderful thing to be doing under these aspects. In that realm, if you've got any creative process to do, or any way, anything that where you need to really consult your intuition or really listen to or have a chance to write fiction. Just know we need sometimes help noticing the difference between writing fiction and listening to our intuition. But if you can find a way through that, this is an absolutely wonderful time for this. But it can also be... And to be patient in the process of trying to track ordinary things. It's also a time when keys get lost. Things that we need to find our way through get lost. Instructions, manuals, just seem to disappear. And that it's all very exciting. But the I also like the imagery that last Friday we had two unusual astronomical events. We had a close flyby of an asteroid, or a relatively close flyby by an asteroid, and a meteor hit in Russia. And
right.
In both cases, we have, and the image for me is, there is particles coming into Earth, into the Earth's atmosphere, that are from faraway places in the solar system. It's like new information and new particles, literally, and new stuff coming to us from other parts of the atmosphere. So see if we can use that as a nice image, a vision, and make it so that maybe that there is new information coming to us in our life, new answers we didn't know we had, maybe a few new problems we didn't know we had. But that there are, outside of what we think the options are, there may be something else coming towards us. So we've got a, you know, not necessarily a busy week, but a fuzzy week, but a week with events in it. This Saturn retrograde is going to be interesting, and I'd love to hear the two of you talk about this. That's when Saturn turns retrograde, it's turning retrograde, trining and supporting all these Pisces planets. But it asks us to go back and look at our work, rethink how we see our work, how we've been manifesting our work, what structures we've built around our work, and decide how we want to restructure that in a better way. Now, Mark, how do you see Saturn retrograde?
Yeah, exactly that. It is. It always invites us to look at the ways that we structure our reality, the whole
mm-hmm.
world around us, and you know that's physical structures, and it's also our mental structures and the limitations and the mm-hmm. supports. Both supports and limitations, and as we construct a reality to live in, and it's short term and it's long term, so it's all up for evaluation and
mm-hmm.
looking and seeing how well is it working and what needs to be changed. So this is really a good time to be doing that, and along with it, looking at everything that we're responsible for.
Mm-hmm. It. I also have noticed that a lot of people are looking back quite literally into their ancestry this week.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Telling stories about their father, or thinking about their grandparents, or in some way, or thinking about a teacher they once had, looking in their lineage quite concretely or more existentially. And what have you noticed, or what do you think about this Saturn retrograde?
Well, I think it's kind of big for a few reasons. One, it's stationing at the degree that the eclipse is going to be next November.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's whatever happens. And, of course, with Saturn, we look back 5 days and 5 days ahead. So
mm-hmm.
that's last week when the Pope quit, which is a once every, in addition to the asteroids landing.
And
the Pope
Vatican being hit by lightning.
And the Vatican being hit by lightning, which happens once every, 600 years is the last time it happened. And, we've got the asteroids landing on Earth and kind of
mm-hmm.
making us see the world differently. So we had the,
mm-hmm.
the Mercury, which was the Pope quitting, and then the lightning bolt hitting. And then we had the Mars aspecting Saturn, which was the asteroid landing and the other one flying by. And so we're
mm-hmm.
we're kind of being asked, I think of when we're looking at Saturn stopping in Scorpio, it's a very deep sign. It wants
mm-hmm.
us to go and to kind of delve mm-hmm. in stuff. And so these kind of moments where the literal world gets disturbed by an event that everybody kind of goes, wow, really? And we all pause. There are, it's kind of recognizing that moment, which then brings up for us many Piscean things, because Pisces, of course, rules fish and rules Christianity,
mm-hmm.
the symbolism of Christianity, as well as the asteroid landed in the middle of a lake, and there was this huge hole burned into the middle of the lake, and a all the windows that blew out, which, of course, Pisces rules last. So it's very reflective, I think. We're really being asked to look deeper, you know, and to just kind of trust it. And with the Saturn stationing this next 5 days, emotionally, you know, we've got the moon going to set out that finger of God again with Cancer as it goes through Cancer, forming a grand trine in water. We have all these planets in water everywhere, and Saturn stopping and kind of verbing the water. You know, you can almost see him kind of making little waves come out. And the story, he'll take us back to November when he was, where he's going back to the degree he was on November 14th. But he's also taking us forward to next November. So we're kind of straddling these two things, because I don't think there's normally an eclipse on the degree of Saturn, you know, like a few months ahead. So it's kind of like profound. So it's really important to pay attention to the stories that surface in your life this month, or this week, this last week, this week, because they really are about what you're letting go of and what you're going towards. Because
and I think,
Pisces, of course, it's the last sign of the zodiac. So we are always releasing something when planets are in Pisces, regardless of where Pisces is in your chart, because the planets are like, okay, we're done. Let's go. And there's an energy now of, well, what are we letting go? Why are we letting this go? What does this mean? And not necessarily that there's meaning to it, but that there's a silence to it that needs to happen, you know? Mm-hmm. And I thought of the, you know, when they talked about the asteroid, when it hit land, all the people were drawn to the windows because of the bright light. And then the explosion from it shattered the glass, which caused a lot of the injuries.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But it was understanding that, being drawn to look, but then being perhaps surprised by what comes at you when you do look, when we look into those dark recesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very profound time. So
I think another piece about the Saturn retrograde and forming a trine here, when you talk about the image of the Pope resigning, and, you know, he's an old man, so he's got it right, but the image of the Pope resigning is that, look at where in your life are authority figures, or the way the authority figures sit in you, a judgment that somebody once had about you, for instance. Where are the authority figures sitting in you, and who is resigning?
Right.
Who is it time to let go of the old sense of authority so that you can grow a new and healthier one?
Right.
So you can really hear yourself and hear your own personal authority in this process. So there's something about, and with all these planets and Pisces, we don't feel particularly active or proactive. It can be kind of passive-aggressive, because it is the time of year when we're really trying to build the wisdom from the cycle before, to really compost the whole year.
Yep.
And build the wisdom so that we, when the energy comes, because this energy is going to be kick butt energy, when Mars goes, well, all these planets are now in Pisces, are going to pour into Aries all around the same time.
Yep.
And they're going to join, instead of joining Neptune, they'll be joining Uranus.
Uranus, right.
And when they join Uranus, it's going to be a highly energized end of March, beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have the wisdom to guide that energy that we build by really thinking back on all last year, not pushing ourselves, not beating ourselves up for being spacey, but really thinking, what have I learned? Where do I need to go next? What do I want to do with my understanding? How can I let go of old authorities that aren't working for me anymore, find good teachers or become my own teacher, and get myself lined up so that when I have some energy come spring, I'm ready to roll and I know what I'm doing.
Right, right. Because we are going to have a whoosh of energy, and that is important. If everybody, you know, if you have an ephemeris, look ahead to March 21st, 22nd. There's this huge pileup of planets in early Aries that is tired and is dreamy and is sleepy, and as much as you want to curl in your bed and do dream time now, you're going to want to be dancing in the streets then. So this is all
indeed
to get you ready for that, to clear, release, to let go, to kind of get everything lined up so that you can move forward towards that new space.
Yes,
it's very profound. It's really in a very profound time right now.
I agree.
And I like that thinking about what your inner authority is that you want to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all firing the Pope somewhere in our church, or the Pope
exactly.
is quitting. The Pope is quitting,
which is interesting. And I think that is the image that the old authority figures. A lot of them aren't fitting this new world because the needs of the new world just are so different. But
right.
I want to give out the call-in number now, and then we'll take any callers that are on. If you have been on the show in the last month, we'd ask you to wait and let somebody else come on again.
Okay.
So that everybody gets a chance. The number is, can you give that in?
Yep, 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. And we will call on 212. Hi, 212. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, you're on the air. How can
Hi,
you?
Oh my gosh. How are you?
Good.
My birthday is September 1st, 1957, 12:03 p.m.
Where?
12:03 p.m. in New York City.
Okay.
And what the heck is going on with the money situation for the last couple of years?
Okay. So September 1st, 1957, 12:03 p.m. Money.
Yeah.
You're asking about money. You have Pluto in your second house of money. All exciting. And natal is Pluto's top in your chart. Are you doing the work you want to really be doing, or are you doing something you don't like?
I strayed from the work that I really love to do, and I've gone back to it. I'm a musician.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, that'll help. You got to get back doing the work you love, because with this chart, unless you like what you're doing, you're not making any money.
Yeah.
I was
strayed out so I could make money, and then it just got worse.
Yeah, and Saturn's crossing across. Saturn's been working its way through your 12th house, and when Saturn's in your 12th house, it's hard for people to see your efforts. It's great for doing, like, sessions work behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But when Saturn's in your 12th house, no one really sees you. You're doing a review of your whole last 30 years, and no one sees what you're doing. And you've been going through real identity, like, reconfiguration last year when you progressed Sun conjunct Neptune. Next year, Saturn will cross across your ascendant, and people are going to start to notice your work. So we just have to help you with, behind the scenes work, leaning into what you know already about work, but very soon Pluto is leaving your house of finances, just like Anne said, and Saturn's coming in across into your first house, and you're building up some, people are going to see you more as an authority in what you do, and respect it more.
Yeah, I had some success overseas in, 2005, because that's where I broke a record, and then came back here, and then relationship stuff got in the way, and the record is amazing, but then I was in a bad accident and in 2008 and had a brain injury. It was just crazy. And
you've been going through it.
Yeah, I'm still here to tell about it, so I just want to get the stuff out there, but know what I can do. Like, immediately, I'm back on the music track, and since
good.
I committed to that again, I'm getting some good response, but, it's been quite tough.
It's been quite tough. You've been going through it.
Yeah.
Really.
So what does it mean, Saturn? What did you just say, the Pluto, the money thing?
Anne, you want to talk about what she's been going through for, it's been almost 10 years that Pluto's been going through?
Wow, that's exactly right.
And, Pluto's been going through and it's about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And when is it getting out of her house of money?
You're going to get out of there in about a year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, with Neptune opposite your Pluto, you got Pluto on the top of your chart aspecting Neptune. So I don't care if you do meditative practice every day, if you just play the instrument every day, if you just, play it on the street. With the Neptune-Pluto aspect and Neptune in the fourth house, you got off track. And this chart, the way you have it set up, if you don't do the music, your south node is in Taurus. If you don't do the music, your chart dies. It doesn't create for you. It just lays there and looks at you. Whether it's meditation, whatever. And you got your comment where you got off track when you you fell in love and you kind of, you know, the relationship thing. That's Venus, which is okay,
mm-hmm.
but it's still you still have to serve the creative gods. You've got Neptune in the 12th.
Yeah,
this chart
needs
to worship at the feet of the creative muses. And so when you get off track, the chart just kind of stops producing. You built it so you have to do it. And if you don't, the chart will go, okay, then we're not going to give you any money. And you're like,
oh my
but,
God.
Like,
mm-hmm.
no.
And so she's absolutely right. You do the work. Saturn crosses across your ascendant in November, and
mm-hmm.
People will start to kind of see what you're doing more. Then two things, say, financially, both your progress moon and Pluto get out of your house of money, where they've been kind of screwing it up for a while, or making it come in phases, in about 18 months. So, you know, work now behind the scenes to build up what you're doing. Reconnect with all your old contacts, and don't worry about being super visible until the fall. But any work that you can do, collaborating with other people and building up your reputation, getting known again, and then it starts to get more and more visible and active next year.
And so for the immediate moment, though, of like paying the rent, doing all that stuff, you know, I mean, I have an apartment and all that stuff, and I'm making it on the savings, but it's running out. So, like, what immediately, should I, like, just start playing out again or sell the record on the Internet? Like, do you have any recommendations?
One of the things that Saturn in the 12th says to me is that, you know, if you can play, it's behind-the-scenes work, and that usually could be solo record on the Internet, but it also is
studio
playing
work.
Backup for other people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And doing that, doing backup work while you're pressing your own ahead,
mm-hmm.
and not worrying about the big publicity for another 9 months, and then really pushing it.
Yeah, let people know you're there, and you know you'll do the backup work, and there'll be work that comes in.
Cool.
Right. And look at nursing homes. 12th house places are nursing homes, jails, hospitals. So doing music in those kinds of places,
mm-hmm. doing weird behind the scenes places. It's odd.
But a lot of nursing homes pay for people to come and play music in them. Or a hospital, you know, Sloan Kettering has a musician program where you can go and play there, and that will activate that 12th house and get you back out in the world again. And also behind the scenes work, you know, where you can work on a soundtrack or something where you're not seen. You should be able to get that work pretty quickly because you've got Saturn in the 12th, so it wants you to be seen behind the scenes and also overseas because the 12th house is overseas work.
Right.
So if you have good opportunities to work overseas, this is a great time to do it, or to arrange an overseas tour in support of the album, because the 12th house is often out of sight, out of mind. It's not like you're out of sight. You're actually off doing something far away from home. It's also a good time for working and composing, where you're actually really hunkering down and doing the work, recognizing you're making an investment in the future, because the 12th house is a lot of solitary work. So have you been writing a lot and working behind?
Oh yeah, no. I made a meditative commitment at the beginning of the year to work on this every day for a period of time, you know. And I am writing, but I'm not, you know, I'm not running out to try to sell it again. No, I'm saying exactly what you're doing, but I just want to know when the financial, you know, I want some financial flow to start happening, but I am I did make a commitment to myself to write.
Okay.
You know.
So you see what Anne said, that when what's been bothering you for over 10 years is about to come to an end.
Yay.
and that means the blockade is off. That does not mean that it will take off for you right away. You have to make that happen. But the blockade that's been stopping you and asking you to kind of, you know, you have been growing inside by... You haven't had money, but you've had incredibly transformative experiences.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
And that you have paid your dues. And that transformative experiences will be pouring into your music, creating a wholly different kind of music than before these last 10 years.
That sounds great, because that's exactly what I do, because I just say every day, okay, I think I learned now. Did I pass the test? You know, because
mm-hmm.
it has. It's been
mm-hmm.
such a test.
It has been such a test. It's been such a learning experience.
Yeah.
I am eternally grateful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck.
You're welcome.
I'll go on to the next person.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye. All righty. Bye, 212. Okay, so then we have 76. Oh, hi, 76. Hi, 76, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi, can you hear us?
I can hear you great. Yeah, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
and
my
birthday
is 11/25/1986.
What was it again?
11/25/1986.
Okay, and time?
At 2:13 p.m.
And where?
Brea, California.
And what's your question?
For the last 4 years, my life has been so stagnant. I graduated from college and ended up coming home, and I'm living with my mother, doing a kind of a dead-end job in a relationship that is just kind of the same. Everything just stopped.
And this is a tough question. What were you, and it's about to start changing all over again. So your progressed sun is about to leave Sagittarius and go into Capricorn. You're heading into a whole new phase. It's going to be about your work and your career and what's happening next. Uranus is in your 12th house, is coming across your ascendant next year. You're heading into a lot of change. But what it looks to me is that there is something that you are afraid of, some emotional process that held you back. You've got quite an intense chart, and you can be really hard on yourself. It looks like you compete with your personal best and have a little hard time beginning something unless you think you're going to be really good at it. So that it looks like one of the issues has been a fear of failure. And that's made it so that you tend to stay in a safe place rather than take risk.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that.
And that place, and that's that looking at what would be is healthy, reasonable risk, and how can you be gentle to yourself and get support so you believe it's possible to get past that, to take the risk that you need to be successful. And it looks like it starts off first with deciding work that you love and getting some training, because if you have a little extra training, then you believe that it's not as scary for you to try it. It's like you need permission. You need to know that you're good enough. And that's a little hard for you to kind of like just go out and begin. So it may be about getting specific skills so you feel confident to enter new work, which will take you to new places.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, actually it does. 'Cause I know what I want to do, but I just don't have any idea how to start.
What do you want to do?
I want to be a high school girls softball coach.
Well,
or
teachers are desperately needed. So how do you get a hold of a high school softball coach and ask her how to get there? How do you go, you know, some of this is possibly going back and getting a certificate in education, depending
upon
your
state. I'd have to get my teaching credential.
Do that. Yeah. And I think that, you would love it. You would really, you've got the perfect
job
for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
You've
I'm sorry, Ann, I didn't hear you.
I said you'd be really good at it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no reason you couldn't do that.
Right. The other thing is because you don't have a lot of planets in your first quadrant, it makes it a little hard sometimes for you to give yourself permission to do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in there. It's all in the seventh and eighth house. So the trick with your chart is to get an invited to do things or to kind of pitch it to do things, or if people suggest things to you, to try them and follow up on them. There's an excellent book that recently came out by a guy named Robert Greene called Mastery. He talks about how to get there, how to look at what other people are doing, what you're doing, or what you want to do and how you move forward. But you have a great chart for being a coach and a great chart for working with kids. So I would encourage you to go do that. But the British lady has spoken, so we're also out of time. But, yeah, forward. You know, you've got really good aspects, and you're really feeling the sense that you have to do something now.
So it's more about work than coming up than any relationship stuff?
Well, you've got all those planets in the seventh house. With Saturn on your Pluto, you're definitely having some relationship stuff where you have to get clear about your boundaries with it. But the problem or the gift of your chart is it's other-oriented. The problem of your chart is it's other-oriented. The universe wants you to be a little more selfish, perhaps, than you've been up until now, where you give yourself permission to say, you know what, I really want to do? I really want to do this.
And I think maybe not even selfish might be that right word for Virgo moon.
But
it might be more...
Yeah,
and it can also be more like really not just centered in yourself, really hearing your own calling, hearing that inner voice.
That was very helpful.
What calls you and trusting that call, that what you want is really a calling.
Yeah, and believing that if it's in your heart, it's in your chart, which then means you'll be able to get it. Because what we do truly deeply desire is always described in our chart.
Yeah.
So trust that and say, okay, I really want this, which means it has to be in my chart. Let me figure out how to get there. You know.
And now your progressed sun is just about to leave Sagittarius and go into Capricorn, which is really saying, come, it's time for you to get to the work that you're going to do for the next 30 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's good. You got to hang up, yeah.
Okay.
Joyce Ann Ortley.
And I think we have to say goodbye for
the
night. Okay. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Minnesota. And Mark?
Mark Wolves from New York City.
And Ann Ortley from New York. Talk to you all next week. Mark and I are speaking at East Church of the Transfiguration, Access Through the Open Center. And Heather, you got anything this week?
And this coming this weekend, our NCGR chapter is putting on a Valentine's special. Join us.
Oh,
cool.
Take care.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye now.